Hello, my name is Ebony. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling to find a test site or to get vaccinated?
A test site.
Okay. May I have a good phone, not phone number, but a zip code?
36549.
You have another that's closer? I couldn't find anything with that zip code.
36530.
36530.
Yes.
No, ma'am, nothing with that either.
I guess I'll try Foley. It's 36535.
You said 36535?
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing with that either.
I thought there was like one maybe in Gulf Shores, and I know there's Mobile, but that's not close to us at all. So I don't know Gulf Shores is zip code though.
You said Gulf Shores.
Gulf Shores.
Okay, where are you located now? Like, what city?
I'm in Lillian.
Okay, what's the
I know there's one in Florida. Like, that's where we go for most everything. But there's this 24 to 48 hours for Alabama residents. And I have little kids that need to be tested. And the pediatrician's office kind of wanted to know sooner than that. Because we're positive. The parents are positive.
Oh, okay. And you don't have any other zip codes that you want to try or cities that you want to try?
What, 36551?
Okay, what city? Okay, so you said you're in Lillian. What's something that's close to you?
Alberta. And then Foley. I mean, Foley's like a bigger city. Our health department is in Robertsdale.
I have a, what is this? A Care Plus Family Medical, Albertaville. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but that's on 8914 U.S. Highway 431, and I can provide you with their number.
I have no idea where that is. Albertaville?
Mm-hmm. And that zip code is 35950.
Alabama. That may be like North Alabama somewhere. I don't even know where Highway 431 is.
What's something else that's close?
Foley Gulf Shores and Orange Beach.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay. I mean, I guess if we had to go to Mobile to get a test, a rapid test, we could do that, but as long as I have Mobile.
Just crazy to all the families that have been
there. I think they do, though. I thought people had told me, or I thought I'd seen people post stuff about, like, somewhere in Orange Beach or Gulf Shores. And maybe even, like, Foxley. And nothing's showing up on any of that. like Thomas Hall Fairhope, I guess I could ask about Fairhope. I was kind of going down the line. Daphne Fairhope area would probably be going to go on with Mobile. The problem is they don't do babies. They don't do small children. She said that. She said, because a lot of the Walgreens and stuff that do COVID testing don't do. Baby wasn't crying, was he? Let me go ahead and pull it out. We're figuring this out. What do you have? No, you can't have that. No, not right now. You have to ask Daddy. At the what? But do they test kids? Is the baby crying?
No.
Okay. What are you doing? You don't need a bag to take two snacks. I mean, just you and Caleb, dude. Don't need to take a bag of snacks. Yeah, baby, because I gotta figure out where I need to take them. Because we live in Alabama, the sick of heartworm is 24 to 48 hours. The senior wants it sooner than that. What? Huh?
What? I still want to watch my.
I'm just put those up. You're not getting anything right now.
No.
Yes, baby, Daddy said no. Like I told you, he was gonna say no. You already had breakfast and whatnot. You don't need a pudding right now. Go put it up.
No.
You got more than a 4 pack of eggs.
I'm not pudding.
Sarah went in there from today and said.
I'm not coming.
They
wrote
from 8:30 to 9
in
the
bank. I don't
want to watch my phone. I mean, I could make it there, but I need to know if they test too. Do they have a phone number?
You put them up.
No, you put them up. You got them out.
You put them up. I don't want to put them up.
Well, I don't want to put them up either. I didn't even take them out.
No, I don't.
Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So I was trying to find something in those different zip codes and still nothing came up. Is Mobile too far?
It's like an hour away. And my question, I guess, would be if they could test kids and is it any sooner than 24 to 48 hours? Because if it's not, then I would just go to Pensacola. I was going to originally go.
Yeah, I would recommend go ahead because I think that everyone is charging a fee. I think everyone is charging a fee of $150, but I'm not sure exactly. But Mobile does have a lot of testing sites, but they are at like an American Family Cares and things like that that probably require insurance or something like that. So if you went somewhere already, then I would just suggest going back there.
I haven't gone there yet. I mean, I haven't taken them there, but that's what I was saying. The pediatrician's office wanted me to try to find out if there was somewhere
closer
that did more, like, faster than 24 to 48 hours.
I know they do have something called rapid testing at American Family Care, but I think there is a charge for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. American Family Care. Maybe I'll call them and just kind of check it out.
All right. Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope everything works out for you guys and feel better.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.